is God's way of training you. It's preparation. But what most people do is, see, once you get stressed, you don't want that no more. So now you give up, you through. Nobody likes stress because some people just let themselves go. But you got to, in order to develop and to change and to grow, stress is necessary. So you got to be willing to go get it every day. There's a story my father told me all the time. Now I've heard it several different ways. He said, son, he said, every morning on the plains of the Eastern Serengeti Desert, there arises a gazelle that realizes that he must run faster than the fastest lion, or he will be eaten and he will die that day. On that same desert arises in the morning a lion that realizes that he must run faster than the fastest gazelle, or he will starve and he will die that day. He says, son, the moral of the story is, no matter who you is, when you wake up in the morning, you needs to be running. And so what he taught me was a work ethic of how to work. In order to get to where you want to go, you got to put yourself under some stress, though. See, stress is necessary. God is a trainer. This is what I done learned about. And all I can tell you is, you know, how I got to be who I am. That's all I can share with you. I got no other stories for you. See, I'm a seed. I really am. But a seed has to be planted. A seed got to have dirt put on top of it. If you take a seed and throw it on the concrete and walk off, the sun just burn it up. But guess what? Logically, in my mind, it doesn't make sense that to grow something, you should dig a hole, put it down in there, and cover it with dirt. Logically, that don't make no sense to me. But oh, though. See, dirt is necessary for growth and development. Dirt builds character. Dirt gives you the push-through factor. Dirt makes you come with it when you don't feel like coming with it no more. And you get dirt in a lot of different ways. All of y'all that had dirt thrown on you. And dirt ain't always what you want. It's somebody talking about you down on your job. It's somebody accusing you of something that you didn't do. It's somebody telling you you ain't gonna make it. It's somebody sharing information about you that ain't true. Everybody get dirt put on. But see, when you're getting put under that stress, please know God is always working. God is always working, so I smile. Because I know he back there. See, that dirt builds character in you. When they talking about you, it teaches you to withstand it. Then it gives you something to push through. So when you put the seed and you put the dirt on it, if you understand stress, stress really ain't just dirt. See, they don't call it dirt when they plant it. They call it soil. Because, see, soil has nutrients in it. What the nutrients, when people talking about you, dogging you, lying on you, backbiting, stealing from you, talking about you, they're actually putting nutrients in you. If they put a camera under the ground, you'd have seen the seed sprout open and start coming through the dirt, because the dirt is necessary so you can prove yourself. Everything you see above ground that blossoms and plants and grows and that's beautiful, it was underground one time. All them potatoes, collard greens, they was underground one time. Them apple trees, they was underground one time. So they had to prove themselves. See, you want to be successful, well, then you got to prove yourself. You got to push through the dirt. You got to come up through here. You got to come out. Then you sprout. And then bishops say, then you become a tree. Next thing you know, you got fruit. So when you're under stress, take the stress for what it is. Don't get fooled. Don't just think, Lord must not mean for it to be. What you tripping for? What you talking about? How you think you're going to be a plant, a tree, a flower, a bush, and ain't no stress? How you going to get to be that without no dirt? I expect people to talk about me. Matter of fact, I look forward to it now. Do your thing, because if I can weather what happened to me and my family earlier, you can bring whatever you got now. There's some more stuff going around now that's about to happen. Bring it. because now I have developed a character that is stressed. I have soil, enough dirt on me that has provided me with nutrients. Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't gonna make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't gonna endure that one? Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%? All you got to do is start changing the way you think. It's as simple as, it's not a magic trick. You can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity. It's a real simple exercise to do. I do it every morning before I walk out the door. So I walk out as a positive person. You know, I get tired sometimes. That's different from being negative, because I get mentally drained from my job at times. But to coat your mind from negativity, the way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing: gratitude. Gratitude erases negativity. I'm gonna show you how this works. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm tripping, I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel, in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop, just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want, everything you already have, because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go and turn the key and call someplace home, that's another blessing. The ability to dream is a blessing. The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing. The fact that you're beautiful, that's another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing. And I'm just talking to you, I don't even know you. I could give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.
Every time I've lost, people say, you got to jump right back up. You know, get back right on your feet again. And I disagree with that. After you lose, or when you get knocked down, stay down there for a minute. Understand why you lost. What were the reasons? Why are you down here? Why did you lose? Why did you get knocked down? I stayed down for a second. Minutes, hours, days, weeks. But when I stood up, I was different. I was smarter. And when I lost again, I stayed down. I stood back up. I was stronger. When I lost again, I stayed down. Lost again. Stood up. I was more resilient. Now you start putting the pieces that are necessary to win over and over and over again. So if you lose and you jump right back up and you haven't really changed, I mean really, really changed from that loss, you're never going to learn from it, and you're never going to really, truly know the unforgiving race to greatness.
Time don't like nobody. Time hate all of us. Time is trying to stay away from us. You think I'm gonna waste the rest of the time that I got to be operating out here, crying and complaining? I could be using that time to change my life. I could be using that time to embrace the reality of life and the reality I've done to put myself. I paid for my ticket. I got on the train. It was many stops that came. I didn't get off at them stops. I went to the final destination of the boat I was living in. Now it's time to just be out here on a journey through life, experiencing new things, new ideas, exposure. And that's what I realized. A lot of us don't expose ourselves to new things, new ideas. We're not open to different, open to change. And that's what helped me. I became open to all shit.
So when you remove desperation, all this creeps into your life where you think you have to have the perfect plan and look the perfect way and have the perfect thoughts and be all zen and perfect. What you need is to be desperate. What you need is to get after it.
Once you realize that you're playing a game of neurochemistry, and when you suffer because you want something, or you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or you have a negative story that you're telling yourself about your own self-worth because what your parents said to you, you're not worth the money, or whatever the case, like whatever has happened to you, whatever wound you have, like people begin to get a sense of self that is about that wound. And so they're not feeling good, and they're trying everything they can to escape that. And it's like, okay, what is the sort of original progenerator of this sense of suffering? Desire, right? And so that Buddhist notion of desire gives birth to all of your suffering.
Power is the ability to guide yourself through a very dangerous world, very competitive world, where we're almost all having to kind of, we don't get much help or cooperation from the world. In this world where there are no rule books telling us how to navigate it, it's very complicated and very difficult, and you make mistakes that you can suffer for. And power is knowledge, is ideas, is understanding how to navigate a very dangerous world. Okay? So you want that. So you want that, right? The idea of wasting your potential, of never realizing your goals, of never being able to create that business you wanted to create, or make that film that you think is in you, or start the business that you're starting. That's what you want in life. And if you don't want that, there's nothing I can say that will help you.
Believing in what, you know, God's given you is like playing truth or dare. The truth is I'm afraid, but I'm going to dare to believe anyway. The truth is I'm not qualified, but I'm going to dare to go after it anyway. Just because it's true doesn't mean it has to become the compass in which you navigate your life with. Sometimes faith is a dare. Sometimes building is a dare. My heart is broken, but I'm going to dare to love again. I'm grieving, but I'm going to dare to get up and go to work. I'm going to dare to continue to show up in my life with my broken pieces, with my leftovers, because I believe that if I continue to do that, that there is unexpected beauty for me to behold. Not for me to achieve, but for me to behold. There is a version of you that you have yet to behold.
I like to say sometimes that, you know, the journey to greatness begins the moment that our, you know, deep desires for comfort and ease are overpowered by our desires to connect and contribute.
Anything after the word I am is true to your unconscious mind. Like anything. Anything after I am. Anything. Anything after I am. Even if you know it's not true, your conscious mind will believe it. Anything after I am. And so the power of I am, the power of I am can pull you through the darkest moment. The power of I am.
And you're going to have these mornings and these moments where you dare to keep your eyes open, even when it's easier to go through them with them closed and afraid. So I'm going to keep my eyes open and my heart open, because there's another me that I want to behold.
Thank you. If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family, to my existing family. As always, big up. Thank you for joining, as always. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through inspiration, motivation, with a standing foundation of self-discipline. I am your respectful host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, look, peep game, it just simply means Ed. Now, you know our motto here, our slogan, bet on yourself. You won't win unless you get in the game and play. A quote that we're rocking with, that we're living by for this time period here, brought to you by Bob Marley. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Again, that's Bob Marley. As usual, one question and two thought-provoking statements, family. Let's get it. First question. What do you really want? Not what others want for you, but what do you really want? Again, what do you really want? Not what others want for you, but what do you want? First thought-provoking statement. Keeping your eyes open. That was by Sarah Jakes. That was inspired by her. So I think it only makes sense. Keeping your eyes open. And the last one is, prove yourself not to them, but for you. Stress tests. Again, prove yourself not to them, but for you. Stress tests. Family, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I do believe this is episode 250. Two and two quarters. Okay. Man, this is amazing. This truly is amazing, but I hope you enjoyed those two audio clips that were played. As I reminded you guys previously, we will be taking a week vacation, really not vacation, there's a work vacation of identifying how we can bring this to the YouTube platform consistently, finding ways that it makes sense for us to interact, doing, you know, some lives and things. We just going to the next level, and I don't want, there's no more excuses. You know, that's why I loved, you know, why I asked you the question, what do you really want for you? Not what others want for you. And I double dare you to, oh, you're probably wondering what the title of the show is. My bag. It's going to hit home. As a kid, I don't know about you, but we played a game. And in this game, you had an option to choose either or. Either you can choose this option or you can choose that option. Okay, let me give you more clarity. First option that you can choose is either truth or dare. So it started off of saying, well, truth or dare. And if you chose truth, that person could ask you a question in which you were responsible for telling the truth. Then there was another part of if you decided not to go with truth and you decide to go with dare, then the person could initiate a dare to you in which you are responsible and required to actually do the dare. So today's topic is, it only makes sense, truth or dare. Truth or dare. See, family, a lot of times in life we have to make a choice whether we have to see the truth, which is the reality, or the dare of where we want to go. See, I dare you to start that business that's inside your mind, or that ideal that just keeps troubling you. I dare you to start a YouTube channel. I dare you to become more than you were yesterday by investing in yourself, whether through books, whether through mentorship, whether through coaching. But the truth of it is, though, family, if we're both just being honest with you, as you know, I didn't want to come on this platform to be perfect. I wanted to be unperfect so I can become better. I'll slow that down. I may have missed you with that. I never came on here to be perfect and saying my life is perfect, because it is so far from that. But I came on here to be unperfect so I can become better. Each day that I become better, each time I continue to invest in myself and learn it helps me grow. And in life, I will never be, like I said, perfect. All anything I can do is work on me and control me and get better for me, because the better version I am, or, you know, as one of my favorite comedians said, is that when you work on your star player, you can be more to others in your life. Well, I remixed it, if I'm being honest. He always talks about working on your star player. So I thought about it. If you work on your star player, which is you, you can be a more benefit to others surrounded by you or influenced by you or engaged with you, family. What I was thinking about when I was listening to those audio clips, I thought about what Sarah Jakes had talked about of going through life and keeping your eyes open. I don't know about you. Have you ever been on a roller coaster? It was this roller coaster I went on at Six Flags, and I think it was called Mr. Freeze. And there was a point where, now, don't judge me, family. This is a point where you can laugh at me when I tell you this story, because I'm already laughing while I'm thinking about it. You know, I was like, okay, it was a long line. And I was like, man, this ride must be amazing. I can't wait. So I'm like, I look and I'm like, oh, this ain't really nothing. So I get on the ride. My daughter and I are on the ride. We like, yeah, let's do this. I said, I put my hands up, you know, everybody, a couple other people had their hands up. But then I was watching a couple of people in front of me. They were holding on for dear life. And I'm like, what's the problem? Well, family, what they don't tell you about this ride, because you don't see this part, and, you know, because it's like you dip in and out. So we take off extremely fast and we go up the, it's going up with upward momentum. All of a sudden we stop, and I'm like, why did we stop? And then all of a sudden, with the same amount of speed, we start going backwards. Now, keep in mind, at that point in time, I felt my life had flashed before me. Don't judge me, family. Don't judge me. I felt my life had flashed before me. My eyes just closed and I was like, what is going on, Jesus? But what I understood, though, family, is that at that moment, I had to open them up again, because I had to see what everybody else was experiencing. And it was funny, those people that had their hands up at the beginning of the ride were in the same position as those that were in front of me, who I was looking at, that was clutching tight. See, let me unpack that for you, where I'm telling you that when we go through life, family, we want to close our eyes to some of the frustrations that we experience. I am guilty of it just as well as you, where things that should have went a particular way didn't go our way. A door that we thought should have been open for us was automatically closed, and it creates stress and frustration, because you're asking yourself, well, why? Why is this happening to me? And when you start going down that rabbit hole, you start becoming more, you start becoming less and less resistant to whatever comes your way, as far as you're willing to accept anything, instead of having the courage and being able to stand up and stay in your purpose and stay in your lane and just say, okay, it's going to happen. I understand how life is, family, and that it's, you know, it's a lot of gurus online that will sell you the fake image of how you can become a millionaire, or you're looking at Instagram and you're looking at all of these, you know, beautiful cars and mansions and things like that. And then if you start getting closer to it, or you start understanding business, then you start saying, well, how are they able to afford this? And then you may find out some of it's rented, or they don't even, it's an Airbnb, or they is one of their friends, or, and so, you know, a lot of times we put additional pressure on ourselves that is not even required. I've done it plenty of times. And again, I'm a work in progress still with that, because I assume and I embrace a lot of pressure due to the fact, which I just was like, well, it's going to happen sooner or later. But I feel that, you know, family, We don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. I don't have to do it. I have to understand this is just part of the journey. I was actually, you know, I'm creating. So besides creating the channel for that was already created, and there's some videos up there. Go check it out. Impact Secret Podcast on YouTube. And it'll be in the description box too. You can click on the link or copy and paste the link into your browser. I'm telling you, it's going to be hot fire. But I'm also creating another channel at the same time, which is another passion of mine, which is sneakers. And, you know, I've told you before that I'm in the, I've been in resale for about since 2017. And, but I never had a straight niche or focus. It was just everything, you know, that's why the name of the business was House of Many Things, because of it just, we had everything in there, but I'm really niching down to just focus on sneakers. And, yesterday as I was, playing with, Max, that's the dog, and he likes to play ball. And so we're playing ball, and I'm listening to a video that came in my feed. 'Cause when you start becoming obsessed with things, like for me being obsessed with sneakers, you start attracting. And you start, of course, the algorithm as well. But I started getting a lot of sneaker videos and reselling sneaker videos. And then also just, I mean, things have really been clicking, family, if I'm just going to be honest. But what I understood was, so it was someone that came on and was like, hey, new sneaker resellers, and I'm paraphrasing here, is going to be in trouble because there are organizations that are starting to become resellers as well. And see, I thought about that. And at first, if I didn't have the experience or the know-how of already being in the, you know, being in the business of doing this, that would have been crushing, because I'm so excited. I'm so pumped. I'm doing a lot of homework as far as understanding what is hot and what is not, and, you know, always looking at the different, you know, resale models. And what he didn't understand is I remember when I was in, selling clothes and things, and Goodwill caught on clothes and books and Goodwill caught on that people were coming in, buying clothes and stuff like that, and taking it and, you know, either putting them in the cleaners and, you know, cleaning them up and then reselling them at a higher value than they did. So they got smart and went online and was looking at people's stores, and they started, and people in the resale community was like, oh, Goodwill is not having those, you know, low prices. They're actually charging what I probably would have charged if I sold it. And it's going to be tough on resellers and things like that. Mm-hmm. And family, it's what I learned in that moment when that was said, is that it's all about context. Just because, yes, that's possible, it could be some challenges, but when you're creating a business and you're doing, you know, whether you want to call it your side hustle or entrepreneur, whatever you want to call it, there's going to be challenges. See, as an entrepreneur, your job is to find a problem and solve it. And so that meant when that had happened, we had to start looking outside of a Goodwill or a Salvation Army and start looking for new items or wholesale items, or even or going to places that people weren't going. And that's the way that I'm looking at it from the sneaker game. But here's the conundrum. You like that? That's a big word. You know, it was really profound. You know, I told you, anytime I say something profound, I want to make sure you guys are aware of it. The conundrum here was, then this morning, I'm listening to one of my favorite, who actually got me started in creating my first business, Glendon Cameron. And he was talking about how this is the best time in the world to be an entrepreneur ever, because of the fact of that the opportunity that people are just sitting back and not being, you know, not hustling, not going after what they want. He said, this is a really good time because the doors are really truly open, because people are really not focused on, you know, creating a business or even having a side hustle while they're working their full time. They're just you know, they're good with where they're at because of certain situations of, you know, because of COVID and all of these different things. So I'm hearing on one hand that it's the best time to have a business. And then on the other hand, I'm hearing, you know, well, this may not work for new resellers. And see, family, it's all about you navigating through that and understanding that. And that's how life really is that people will tell you in a minute that you can't, why would you want to go in and sell items online? You can't do that. You don't even have a background in that, and you will buy into it, or you may not buy into it right away. You may make the attempt to sell things and it's not going as fast as you want. And you like, you know, maybe they were right. I don't have the background, but yet when you look at them being the person or the people who have said that, they don't even have anything going for them with regards to what you're doing. See, that's why I remember when I gave, it's one of the episodes, I can't remember, where I talked about you should only respect those who are doing what you do. I don't care who they are. If they are not in, if you started a business, a LLC, a S corp, a C corp, or whatever, or you just have a DBA, whatever you have, and the person that's giving you consultation does not have a business, I just wouldn't listen to them. I don't care who they are. If you do not have a business or ever ran a business, what's the point of me? What am I going to really truly get from you? Because you're only basing it off either a fear or what you heard. Or, and if we all know, my dad was always quick with this, like, he used to love watching Judge Brown and those like court things. And he would always say, when we were talking about something, he was like, that's hearsay. And I was like, what you mean that's hearsay? But in court, there's a such thing called as hearsay versus the facts. Hearsay is really, you have no facts to back up what you're saying. So that is hearsay. And the facts are hard proof. And that's why I said, fam, you have to be careful who you're taking consultation from, who's trying to give you advice of what you should be doing with your life or how you should be doing. And I felt guilty to that, you know, more than a couple times because it's more of a respect thing. And you're like, well, you know, maybe they're right. And because it wasn't going the way that you wanted it to go and that how you thought it should go. But I dare you to keep moving forward, and I dare you to keep pushing on. And eventually, if you keep moving forward and keep testing and doing and testing and doing, something is going to land. I don't know how this sneaker resale business is going to work for me, but I'm willing to go in and test it out. I'm willing to see if this is this a dopamine rush I'm having, or is this really an obsession that I have? Because I know when I was little, I was obsessed with sneakers. I mean, boy, was I obsessed with sneakers. So I want to also move into just proving yourself to yourself. A lot of times, family, you forget why you came, and that is self-love, self-determination, self-confidence. Why do you think I always say the foundation of this show is self-discipline? Because after I inspire, I motivate, I push you, you still have to go do the work. I can't make you do the work. I can talk until, well, you know, I really don't get, you know, I always say what, blue in the face, but I can't make you do something that you're not encouraged to do. I can inspire you, I can challenge you, but I can't push you to actually go and do the work, because that's why I say the foundation is self-development. That's why self-discipline. I would get frustrated with the fact of when I would go to these seminars, because I would get, you know, I would go to these different seminars, and I could tell how it was about to go because the energy is like on 1 million, and you're like, okay, are we really going to learn anything in here, or is this going to be a hype show? And then after the hypeness is down and I go back to reality, am I going to be able to leverage any of this to apply to real life? That's why you hear a lot of people frustrated with colleges and or education, I should say, because how is somebody that's teaching me business, never ran a business, but I'm supposed to be learning something from him or her? That makes no sense. And they're right. They have a perfect point. If you've never ran a business, how can you teach me how to run a business? If you're not a CPA, a certified CPA, how can you teach me accounting? It makes no sense, family. So I won't keep you too long. I've kept you, you know, I said I was going to get better at short knees, but I get a little excited about topics like this, especially when it comes to where you want to go in your reality and how do you combine those two together in a way that you can still keep making progress, even when you're frustrated. I mean, even when you're just drained and like, I don't think it's possible. Family, you know what? Last night I went to bed at, and I'm not saying this to brag or boast. I'm just saying this to impress upon you, as Les Brown would say, went to bed at 11 and got up today at, I think it was like 4:35. And yes, I mean, tired, you know, extremely tired, but I realized I had made a commitment to you guys that we're gonna do 251 episodes, and we're only on 250, and I have one more episode before the season ends that I have to deliver to you, and that's a commitment, that's a promise that I will carry out. I'll close with this, family. I heard something that was very interesting. Seth Godin said, he said, you can't be curious and angry at the same time. Again, he said, you can't be curious and angry at the same time. You either have to be one or the other. And so if you start feeding your curiosity more than your anger, what do you think is going to be more beneficial? I'll leave you with that food for thought. You guys got the dishes on this one. This is your boy ED. And this has been another Impact Secret podcast show. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for your time. I don't take this lightly. I don't know how many people are locked in, subscribed in. I don't understand the numbers. So if this is something you enjoy, shoot me a DM at Impact Secret Podcast. Just let me know that you listen. Just let me know that I'm providing some type of value to you, because I get up every morning and I look forward, and I'm just so grateful that I have this chance to do this, because I'm a work in progress too. Until next time, peace.